We're recording. Oh my god. Oh my god. What do we do? Brian. What do you,
whoa,
what do you want me
did
to
you
say?
Hear that?
You're a little skippy.
What happened?
I heard you in there. A second
did
time.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Brian.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a glitch? Is there a mouse
yep.
in there?
I'm sure it's a glitch.
I'm very excited about the show today.
Why is that?
I have brought my first guest to the Shine Show, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Why don't you introduce the show, Brian?
Exactly, Brian. Okay. You know how it goes.
I'm excited to get going.
Here we go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Shide Show.
Wow.
My name is Brian Gerard.
Hello.
I am with Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, hello, ladies.
And I am with Robert Shide.
Ah, hello.
And gentlemen, I forgot that.
Ladies and gentlemen. Well, this show is really geared more towards women.
That's
why don't
the
you,
truth.
Why don't you introduce our guest?
Let
the
me
guest?
Introduce Greg's
oh,
guest.
Oh, man. Oh, yes. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Very, very.
For the first time ever, Greg has actually lined up a guest.
Thank you.
Nice.
He actually stepped in other than just stepping onto the mic, ranting and raving like a lunatic.
And then storming out of the room after we're done.
He contributed to a deeper level, because Robert and I do a lot of the heavy lifting on the show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
The Robert and I share the load mm-hmm. equally. Mm-hmm. I carry it a little harder than Robert.
I'm sorry. Wait, what? Do you agree with that, Greg?
Yeah, I actually do agree with that. I think Brian carries the Shide Show on his back.
Who?
Brian.
Sorry.
The load.
Brian.
The heavy lifting of the show.
What is the heavy lifting?
Do you know when Jesus was riding through Jerusalem on the donkey back in the day?
Full force.
We all remember that. We've seen the videos.
Yep.
Brian's like the donkey carrying Jesus. And the show is Jesus.
Okay.
And Brian is the donkey.
And you are what Jesus is carrying upon his back.
I am the cross.
That is correct.
So did Jesus carry the cross while he was on the donkey?
No, not at all.
I know he was whipping the donkey with those palm leaves.
So
right?
am I the palm leaf that I'm whipping?
No, you're the cross on top of Jesus, on top of the donkey.
On top of the donkey. What a all burden. Right. What a burden.
So wait,
I'm
the burden.
Good work, Brian. Way to carry it. Right. Way to carry the show.
Thank you.
Just introduce the guest.
Oh, man. She's waiting.
Where is she?
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Maya Mills. Emily?
She's not here.
Greg, where's your guest? Where's the guest that you said was guaranteed and confirmed for today?
I see headphones. There's a chair.
I don't know.
There's a chair there for the guests and a pair of headphones.
Well, I set up the headphones.
Oh, that's part of your job description.
That's my burden, apparently.
One of your burdens is to
setting up. I don't know where she is. I texted her yesterday, and I'll even show you the text. She's confirmed. She should be here.
Did she reply back and say
she totally. Yeah. Look. Mills, this is me.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Emily Maya Mills is our guest.
Okay,
today.
Great.
We're all very
Emily
excited.
Maya Mills.
Emily Maya Mills.
Not okay. Emily Meyer Mills.
No.
Emily Maya.
Maya. Like okay. Maya Mayan.
Right. Like the
thing.
Ruins.
Like the Rudolph.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the Rudolph.
Maya. What? The who?
What?
Like the Rudolph.
Rudolph Giuliani?
Like the Maya Rudolph.
Who's Maya Rudolph?
The chick from Saturday Night Live.
Dude, why are you referring to some bit player that nobody gives a fuck about from Saturday Night Live?
We're talking about history.
Speak for yourself. She's pretty hot.
Okay.
What?
Moving on.
You think just, Maya Rudolph
look,
is hot?
Could you just
no,
read
wait,
this text?
Wait. Something more important has come up here. Brian Gerard thinks Maya Rudolph is hot.
I mean, that's kind of odd, but look
that's
at Brian
really
Gerard.
Odd.
Why is
look
that?
At Brian Gerard.
What do you mean, look at Brian Gerard? Handsome. People look at me and just say one word, handsome. He's a handsome fella.
How do you spell that? Can
handsome?
You say it H-A-N-T?
Handsome.
There's no G in there.
I will spell it. H-H-H-H.
Wow.
H. A. H. N. D. S-U-M.
There's no D in your...
Yeah, in your version.
Handsome.
You are a handsome guy. Well, I don't know why Robert's picking on you right now. I think you're very handsome.
Thank you.
That's nice.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wonder if Maya feels the same way.
Why isn't she not attractive to you guys?
Dude, she's fucking not attractive, bro.
No,
that's pretty harsh. I wouldn't say she's like that bad.
No, she's not that bad, but I'm just like, Brian's like, she's that's not true. Yeah. I actually don't have one opinion either way, but Brian's being like, no, man, she's hot. She's
I wouldn't hot. Take her to the level that Brian is taking her.
Now, what level do you think I'm taking her? Just because I said she's hot, you guys?
Well, no, you're like leaning in and being like, no, dude, she's
hot. Hey, guys,
hot.
Yeah, she's hot. What I think you should do is read that text.
Oh, from Emily Maya Mills.
Yeah, I
want to
hear this.
I'm trying to stall.
I can tell.
She was supposed to be here at 3. It's now 3:33.
Part of my burden is to watch the time. So,
he's got a lot riding on his shoulders.
Right.
Yeah. It's almost like the donkey carrying the man, carrying the Robert, carrying a handkerchief full of blood.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyways, my text to Emily Mills.
Yes.
Mills, my love, are you available to grace me in BG's podcast? I let you out of it completely shy.
Thanks a lot.
Well, she doesn't know you, so I just was like...
Well, one way to introduce her.
I would do it in person. That's the plan.
She's going to be shocked when she walks in here.
And
she's
there's
like,
another person.
Who the hell is this guy?
She doesn't know why it's called The Shied Show. She probably thinks it's German for shit, and it's actually a funny title if it's The Shit Show.
Let's keep going.
Are you available to grace me and BG's podcast with your presence tomorrow at 3? Sorry about the late notice, but that's how ghetto is. Love, smiley face.
Smiley face.
She writes back, you're damn straight, exclamation point. And she wrote back like 1 minute later.
Wow.
So that was, it was,
she was on.
And I wrote, fuck yes. See you tomorrow at Brian Gerard's at 3, you sexy bitch. I'll send you a dress in a sex. Because I was, you know, it was like doing a double entendre thing of like, you know.
She took it. Did you actually send her the address, though?
I did. I wrote right around the corner from the UCB. Love. Yeah. She wrote back, and that was it. UCB has a lot to do with this. Because Emily Maya Mills, one of the head honchos down there at the UCB, which is the Upright Citizens Brigade, for those who don't know.
She's not here, so why don't you answer for her?
Well, the reason yes, I can.
You know what? Yeah. Time out. This is how we're going to do this.
Okay.
You need to take your headphones off.
Uh-huh.
You need to go sit in the chair, and you need to be Emily Maya Mills.
Can you do that?
Sure.
You know her that well.
Oh, yeah, I can be her.
Okay, all right, come on over here.
New headphones. Yeah. I've never been without the headphones while it's rolling. It feels weird.
Does it?
Yeah.
Put those on.
Oh, I'm on Robert's side now.
Yep. How you doing over here?
I'm good. All right.
Pretty nice. Pretty comfortable.
Okay, I'm Emily Maya Mills.
Hello, Emily.
Hi, how are you guys?
Emily, how's it going? First, I'd like to say I really enjoy the room I'm feeling over.
Oh, yeah?
Without Greg?
Without Greg.
Yeah, where is Greg? He invited me to the show.
Did you know I'm Robert, by the way?
Oh, hey, Robert.
Hey, did Greg tell you about me?
No, he said it was Brian and his podcast on the text messages yesterday.
Emily, Robert, Emily.
Hi.
Robert Scheid.
Oh, Robert Scheid.
Yeah. So welcome to the Shied Show.
Oh, that's great. Exciting. Oh, I get
connection.
It. Oh, I thought it was the shit show because I, like a German, you know what I mean? Shy. I didn't, I just thought it was vague.
So, Emily.
It's kind of a shit show.
So, Emily.
Yes.
What do you do with yourself here? I'm a
comedian.
You're an improv.
I'm an improver, but I don't do as much improv anymore. I'm actually more of a stand-up comedian.
Oh, nice.
Comedian.
You do the solo.
Yeah, solo work. Comedian. I also write a lot. I do a lot of sketch work down at the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Nice.
Have you ever been?
What kind of sketch work?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, like?
I'm in a group with all girls right now called... Mm-hmm. Fancy Lady, Fancy Birds, Fancy Birds.
You don't seem to know the name of your
group. I forget
the
name of my group, but I'm in a group with all girl. Fancy Ladies or something. Angry Lady, Lady Birds, Lady Birds maybe, or something like that.
Okay.
It's great. It's really
great. Good. I'm sure we'll be able to look it up with those possible names.
Yeah, all those things.
All right.
I actually just did a movie with Greg Hoyt recently.
Did you really?
Yeah. I got him an audition for a movie that I was in.
Nice.
And we worked together. We did not get to do many scenes opposite each other, which was a huge disappointment for me because of the incredible caliber of Gregory Hoyt's talent.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
actually,
no, I would.
Did you ever get to see him act?
Yeah, I did. On set, it was incredible. I just, I couldn't get enough.
Blowing things out of proportion.
No, it was amazing.
No, I think
it
if you had been
really
in more scenes with him, you would have realized
it
really wasn't that great.
I mean, we had enough scenes together, for sure, to last me a lifetime.
Okay, agree to disagree. So, this movie.
Yeah, this movie.
What was the movie?
There's no title yet. It was an untitled movie.
Good. Yeah. I think it probably makes it easier for you to remember it.
Why is Brian texting? Does he always text during interviews?
No. He's just being especially rude right now.
I'm bored.
Whoa.
Okay.
Emily, I really...
I'm going to break character here.
I get that you...
Greg Hoyt. I'm going to go back to the other side.
Hold on, Emily.
Sorry, Brian. You had your chance. You were texting.
I have questions for Emily.
Well, we'll be able to ask her questions in a second.
Why is Brian texting during the show?
It's very rude, isn't it?
What has happened? Has the show dropped off that much?
I wouldn't say the show as a whole.
No, but why is Brian texting during the show?
Well, I think the bigger question is, where is your guest?
Well, okay, let's address that after we address why Brian is texting during the show.
The answer to my question might feed into the answer to your question.
I got it. Because my guest fell apart.
Yeah.
The show's quality has gone to the toilet.
It's possible.
I think there's a bigger issue at play.
What's that?
You, out of 50 episodes, have shown up...
Mm-hmm.
Drank my water and pissed in my toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
true.
Ranted and raved on the microphone that Robert and I carry as a burden.
Wait, you're sharing the burden now.
We share a burden, 50-50.
Got it.
And the one time we're like, you know what, Greg, can you line up a guest?
Mm-hmm.
You've got this. You've been pushing to have Emily on the show.
Which
we want to have Emily on the show.
I love her. I want her on the show.
And I want to have Emily on the show as much as possible.
Yeah.
So that's your job. We threw that at you. That was your duty.
Yeah.
And so far, you're batting 1,000 for failure.
That's true.
1,000% in the failure category.
It is hard to bat 1,000 at anything. But right now, you're doing it, sir.
But wait, didn't I line up Don Meckelhair as a guest?
No, I didn't.
No, that was Brian.
Are you sure? But I knew Don for a lot longer than you guys.
That's wonderful
news. So, I mean, kind of the only reason that Brian knows her is because I was lining her up for the show a long time ago.
But at the beginning of this very episode, you were the one who said, my very first guest.
I'm so excited about her.
You remember that?
Well, I didn't know she wasn't here. I hadn't looked around. I just got here as you guys started rolling.
Yeah. Because you don't set up anything here. You just waltz in.
I'd like to share something with you.
Okay.
Of a text I just made to Greg's guest that I have no control over.
Ah.
But I took a moment to be like, you know what? Let me go ahead and put on my producer hat for a quick second.
I was going to ask what that text was you were writing.
Emily Mills, are you able to drop by our podcast or what?
Okay.
Her response.
Yes.
Holy fuck, shitstorm, holy hell.
Ah.
Be there in 5.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, I think I'm going to go ahead and blame Greg on this one.
What?
I mean, it's his responsibility.
Why? Well, it is his responsibility, but you're just going to lay a blanket blame on him?
If we can rewind the tape, did he actually give her a call time?
Oh, yeah.
What are you putting that in now?
No, look.
Because I didn't hear it when he first read it.
I'm questioning.
No, he's scrolling through his text.
See? And I even... Wait. Twice. Watch this. Are you available to grace me and BG's podcast with your presence tomorrow at 3? This was yesterday.
Yes.
That's one call time.
Okay, all right.
Fuck yes. See you at Brian Gerard's at 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. He did.
Twice I did it.
Yeah.
I did it twice.
Mm.
Has there been a time zone change?
Time zone change.
Check with the front office management. Check what the time is on the digital.
All right. Hang on 1 second. What time is it?
The time is now 3:41.
All right, thank you.
3:41.
Get back to work out there, by the way.
Hey. 3:41, so I'd say she's a little late.
Hello?
Hang on a second.
Oh,
don't say hello before opening the door.
Go open the door.
I will. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, God, yes.
Hey, Louise.
Hey, Louise.
Hi.
Good to see you. Oh, that's a great leopard dress you're wearing.
It's very, very loud.
I feel very pretty with it on.
You look very pretty.
You've been coming by quite a bit to see Greg, so
Greg
is
not
here.
She's here to see you, I bet. Robert.
Pretty much every day.
I was putting on my new leopard dress and wanted to show Robert, how pretty I look.
Great.
Yeah, you do. You look beautiful.
I did not mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine, Louise.
I appreciate it.
Come on in.
You don't have to come in if you don't want to. I mean, you look like you're busy.
I should go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Louise. Good to see you.
She's been stopping by quite a bit.
She has?
Yeah.
She looks good.
As long as she doesn't scare away Emily.
She won't.
If Emily's walking
out. Emily likes freaky chicks. I mean, she's an improv chick, so she's around them all the time.
I don't know why you just don't take Louise down.
No doubt.
Take her down.
Take her down.
Like knock her out.
No.
What?
Take her down.
Because she's an old woman.
She's not old. She's
not that old.
She's 52 or something.
I don't even know if she's in her 50s.
She's probably 48.
I think she's ambiguously an older woman.
Right. So she's like 40.
Ambiguously old. I think she's quite clearly old.
What's the oldest that you would go?
The oldest I would go?
Mm-hmm. Real. Like real number.
I would stay. Well, it just depends.
On what?
On what?
It depends on a lot of different things. No.
If your parents are still alive. A lot of people wait until their parents pass away
to live
the life of their dreams.
No.
Shide may want to be with an 80-year-old woman, but because his parents are still alive, he can't.
No. If it's to start a family, then I would talk about age things there.
Well, I don't care about that. I'm not talking about that.
If you're not talking about family,
how old would you go?
Would I lay down with?
Yeah.
Would I share my bed with? Is that what you're asking?
Are we getting biblical?
We are getting biblical. You're asking me the carnal questions.
How old?
I don't know. I don't know if I wouldn't have a necessary, a definitive age limit. I would need to be obviously attracted to the person. So if I was still attracted to them and they happened to be 50...
You're so goddamn analytical. Why can't you just answer the question with a number?
Because
haven't you ever thought of this before?
Because I don't like making these blanket statements, because if I do, then suddenly you're like, oh, well, what about this person? She's whatever.
That's the fun of it.
Yeah,
that's
the whole
point, man. We're doing a podcast. We're not really trying to
figure
it out.
People want to know whether or not you want to take Sandy Duncan down.
Hey-o! I don't know who that is. Who's Sandy Duncan?
She's totally hot.
I mean, she's got to be... Maya Rudolph.
Sandy's got to be...
No.
Check with the front office, see how old Sandy Duncan is.
Okay.
All right, hang on one second.
Yep.
Do you know how old Sandy Duncan is?
Sandy Duncan is... I believe she's 59, about to turn 60.
Yeah, about to turn 60. Thank you.
All right, halfway to 120.
I was going to...
Oh, thank you. Can you get back to work out there, please?
Hey.
Stop
being nice.
Oh, man. Every time
I just... Hang on. Hello?
Hey,
Louise.
Hey, Louise.
I saw you pop your head out into the front office.
Yeah, funny that you saw that.
I happened to be watering my tomato plants and
tomatoes. Oh, yep.
Those are actually on the other side of the house, so were you, is there any reason why you were under our window?
No.
Okay.
Your leopard dress is torn.
I feel very frisky today with the leopard. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Please don't.
In the middle of the sentence.
That's okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Louise. Bye. Good to see you.
Don't encourage her.
Oh, man. I love it.
We just got a notice from the front office.
She won't even speak it. She's using a
Sandy Duncan is actually 65.
I actually was going to make a guesstimate that Sandy was definitely in her 60s.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she's all right by me.
I don't even know who you're talking about. Robert, will you answer the question? How old would you go, Robert?
It depends on looks, not age.
God.
It depends on looks.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Check out Sandy Duncan.
How old is Demi Moore? You know what I mean?
74.
Well, Ghost, let's see. Let's just do some quick math.
Some people age really well.
Hold on. Let's just stick with Demi Moore here.
Okay.
Ghost came out in the late 60s.
Uh-huh.
Right? and then she married Bruce Willis in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started having children. They started having children. She's got to be. Yeah,
she had a whole other life. She lived a full other life and then started over with Kuchar.
Right.
So she must have ended that first life at around 60 years old.
She birthed Kuchar and then raised him as if it were her own cubby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But really, that was just grooming him
to marry.
She's 48.
She's definitely the hottest 48-year-old out there.
So you see what I mean? Like, if I set the age limit at like 50 or something
P.S.
Like
that's Hollywood 48.
You're right. She's had work done and all that
probably.
Other stuff.
That means Sandy Duncan's like 80?
Yeah.
Well, she was born in 1962.
So they say. Come on. This is Hollywood, dude.
They would change that as well?
Yeah, of course.
Should we call her and demand a birth certificate?
Who? Demi Moore?
Yeah.
She's not going to get back to us, man.
Oh, you're right.
I have an inside with Demi.
Okay.
We'll have her on the show.
That'd be great. Ryan. Why don't you have a guest on the show?
You're right.
He's pulling you in. He's pulling you in.
I'm pulling him in. I'm setting my trap.
You are.
I just want him to feel something. He was texting during the friggin' show earlier.
I was texting to see where your guest was.
You know, that was actually pretty... That's pretty true. Brian was actually stepping
again,
up.
Again, that's part of my game. I'm just trying to get him.
You're pulling him in again.
Well, you got me.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go back to where you were over there trying to be her.
You could.
Mm, that was boring for me.
Hold that thought. I'm getting a phone call, and I'm going to answer it on speakerphone.
Okay.
Hello, this is Brian. This is Brian Gerard speaking.
Hi, I'm outside somewhere.
Oh, is this Emily Maya Mills?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, Emily, hi. You're on the Shide Show right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Did I win a T-shirt?
No.
Is that what you promised her, Greg?
Yeah, I promised her a T-shirt. Didn't you bring one?
We can make one out of the drapes.
Oh, we'll make you a T-shirt, Emily. Where are you?
I'm outside somewhere. I'm having a day. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Robert's furious.
What's that?
Robert is furious.
Well, you'll have to deal with my wrath once you come in.
I see PG's in front of me.
Oh, he's come out to get you.
He's going to have an escort. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, who's this?
This Brian, is us, Brian.
Brian, this is us.
Oh.
Come in, Brian.
Oh, my God, I hear them.
I hear them as well.
Oh! How are you doing? Emily Mills! Over here, Emily,
come
please.
Take a seat. Okay. Take a seat.
Is he okay?
Oh, yes, of course.
Come on in.
Pooch.
Sorry, go right ahead.
Hi, Emily, I'm Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, hello, Gregory Hoyt.
Give me a kiss. That's Robert Shide.
Hi. Oh,
hi.
Hi, how are you?
It is nice to meet you.
This is Brian.
I'll give you some tongue. Hi.
Ho.
Not you.
Oh, you're not going to give me any tongue?
Emily, have a seat and put on the headphones.
Okay.
Yep. Get all official.
Get up on it.
Get up on it, Mills.
Hi.
Oh, awesome. Come here. Lean in a little bit.
It feels good. There.
Well, finally, you're here.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Well, I want to welcome you to the Shide Show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And that'll do it for us.
So, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
On behalf of Robert Shide and Gregory Hoyt, I'm Brian Gerard. I'd like to thank Emily Mills for making an appearance.
Thank you, Emily.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
Yay.
Bye.
I wait for that. If you had a taste of that, you'd probably pay for that. I'm coming in when I feel like, so turn this motherfucker up only if it feels right. I've been late for that. I can't wait for that. I think I was made for that. So I'm coming in when I feel like, so turn this motherfucker up only if it feels right.